Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
The book of Galatians, chapter number 1. The Bible said, Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4, Paul said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering in doctrine. For the time will come when men, and won't you underline this, when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, the Apostle Paul said in verse number 10, I beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported unto me of you, my brethren, by them of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Some say, I am of Paul, I of Apollos, I of Cephas, and I of Christ. And Paul asks the question, is Christ divided? And he goes on to point out in 1 Corinthians 1:21, he said, it pleased God that the foolishness of preaching should save them that believe. As you and I look at these passages, one of the things that we see emphasized, the same as Jesus said in John 12, verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The words that I speak unto you, they shall judge you in the last day. Or if we are reminded of Revelation chapter number 20, when John said he had saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it, he said, and the books were opened. So what you and I are looking at, and that is the emphasis upon the Holy Word of God. Now I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to give you an illustration that will help us with that, and I'm going to give you 4 points regarding that. In the book of 2 Timothy, if you have a Bible, turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2. And we're going to look at verse number 2. And in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 2 is going to be our text of our lesson today. Our lesson is entitled, and you might need to write this down, maybe in the flyleaf of your Bible or on a piece of paper, but you might need to write this down because when you first hear it, you're going to say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. And here is the title of the lesson. Things that are different are not the same thing. Now let me say that again. Things that are different are not the same. You say, now wait a minute here. Anybody who has any sense at all would know that's right. That things that are different are not the same. But now, look with me at 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 2. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, and he said, the things that thou hast learned or heard of me among many witnesses. Now notice the next statement. The same commit thou unto faithful brethren, that they may teach others also. Paul says, now Timothy, the things that thou hast heard of me, the things that thou hast learned of me, the things that I have taught thee among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful brethren, that they may be able to teach others also. There's the text of our lesson. But now I want to give you a biblical illustration of this text based on Jesus in Matthew chapter number 21, verses 12, 13, 14, and 15, and John chapter number 2, 13, 14, and 15. Here's what occurred in Matthew 21 and in the book of John chapter number 2. Jesus goes into the temple. You remember that. He cleared the temple out of money changers. You remember that he made a court and he goes in there. The Bible says that he overturned the tables. and that He sent them out, He said, this is to be a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. Now, I want you to go back for a second to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 14, if you're making notes, and you go back to Deuteronomy, chapter number 14, and look at the law of Moses and what the law of Moses said. The law of Moses said that you are to go to a designated place that God had designated to worship. Then He said that if you go in that distance to worship and you are to make certain sacrifices when you go to the city to worship. However, if it is a such distance that you cannot take these sacrifices with you, then you can take money with you, and when you get to the place to make the sacrifice, you can buy with this money the sacrifice that you need or the animal that you need to buy. You can purchase with money, and therefore as a result of that, you can worship and offer the sacrifice that I have commanded you to offer. Now, somebody said, now wait a minute, what does that have to do with things that are different or not the same? Well, let me tell you what it is. God had instructed the children of Israel to go to Jerusalem three times a year and to worship. But what had taken place was that when they had gotten to Jerusalem to worship, that they had in the temple these men that were referred to as money changers. And basically what they were thieves. Because what would be happening is they would overcharge the individuals and money was going through two or three different sources in order for everyone to make a little bit of money out of this. And as a result of that, they were robbing the people of their money. Now, what were they doing? They were doing something different. Worship was commanded. But in doing something different, it wasn't the same. Because it wasn't what God had commanded them to do. He had commanded them, you take your money, you can buy the sacrifice, but what they were doing, they were extracting usurious amounts of money when they would make that exchange. Things that are different are not the same. Now let me give you four points that I want you to remember today. Number one is this. Because a church, because a group of individuals endeavor to worship differently, doesn't mean it's the same biblically. See, folks come along and say, Brother Acuff, yeah, the Bible says, John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And yet, men come along and they say, we're going to worship, but what we're going to do, we're going to worship God according... Now, it may be different, but we're still worshiping God. You ever heard that? Oh, no, preacher, it may be... Yeah, now, that may be different than what you do. I told you this, but to illustrate what I want to help illustrate. I was having my hair cut few years ago in Douglasville, and the lady was cutting my hair. She wanted to know, we're in the conversation. I can't remember exactly if she said what I do, but at any rate, I asked her, I said, where do you live? She said, I live in Lithia Springs. I said, how do you go home? She said, I go up Sweetwater Road. I said, well, let me tell you this, you pass by my name every day. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, there's a sign out in front of the church building, the Lithia Springs Church of Christ. And I said, I am the preacher for the Lithia Springs Church of Christ. Every time you go down Sweetwater Road and you pass that sign, you go past my name. I said to her, invited her, I said, why don't you come and visit in our worship assembly? And she said, do y'all have drama there? I said, I'm the most dramatic thing they've got. Now, what did she say? She's saying, I like to go over here to this particular church because they have drama. So what are we saying? We're saying, okay, our worship is different, therefore it may be different, but it's a, no. If being different doesn't mean it's the same. See, you can call it worship. I printed out off the internet a church in the Atlanta area. And this church in the Atlanta area advertises three worship assemblies on Sunday. Okay, there's one called, now there's one called traditional, one called contemporary, and then one called kids. Now they got another name for the kids. I'm going to give you that in a minute. Alright, and what they say, okay, here is the traditional. We have our normal orchestra, and they have it three times on Sunday morning. And so if you want to be in the traditional worship, you go to this location on Sunday morning on our property, and there will be this orchestra, and this is going to be, I guess they'd play the old Rugged Cross, I don't know, or God's Amazing Grace, whatever it is, and they'll play it. That is our traditional. But now if you go to the activity center on the building, we have a contemporary, and on their website, the picture that comes up is it's kind of like a concert stage, and they've got their drums, and the guy standing up there with his guitar, and what they have. Now, that is our contemporary. Now, we have a third one for the kids, and what is called noise. Things that are different are not the same. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that what has become in worship in many religious groups today has become nothing more than an entertainment concert on Sunday morning. The Bible commands that we ought to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord, that we sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. The Bible said, and they sung a hymn and went out. The Bible didn't say they had an orchestra. The Bible didn't say they played a few tunes and everybody gets excited and we're going to whoop it up and holler. Oh, we have worship. Things that are different are not the same. You see, because the attitude is this. Oh, we're different, but we're... Oh, no, we worship. No, you don't. You worship yourself. You worship what you feel like you would enjoy. You worship the way you choose. You're not worshiping God. You're worshiping man. You're worshiping entertainment. You're worshiping whatever makes me feel good is whatever I'm going to do. That's why we mentioned earlier in our lesson today. The Bible said, why are you so soon removed from Him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Secondly, things that are different are not the same. And that is having to do with the translations or versions of the Bible. Now somebody said, now Brother Acuff, don't you get off on that topic. Well now, ladies and gentlemen, because somebody comes along with a translation doesn't mean it's the same. Oh, it's different. Oh, did you know that the number one Bible seller today is referred or called the New International Version of the Bible? Now, maybe you have a copy of one. I do. I have several. And you say, well, now, Brother Acuff, why would you be so again? You know, they've gone through and they've taken out the these and the thous and they've made that thing so readable. Man, this thing is great. Well, it might be, but it teaches false doctrine. Take your Bibles. Let me prove it to you. And if you can go home and check yours out. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 51... If you have a copy of the Bible, in Psalm number 51, keep in mind the topic of our lesson is things that are different are not the same. Now in Psalm number 51, go down to me in verse number 5. The Bible says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now that's the King James Version. The New King James Version and the American Standard Version says a similar language. And that didn't bring all of these up here, but I want you to see this. The New International Version, here's what it says. I was born a sinner. Completely changes the concept of the passage. See, David said, in sin, sin. My mother was a sinner when I was conceived. In sin did my mother conceive me is an entirely different idea that I was born a sinner. You know what that says? If I'm born a sinner, then I need to be sprinkled, baptized. I need something done to me as soon as I am born because I am a sinner. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doctrine more false than that doctrine. The Bible teaches that an individual, in order to be saved, must hear the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A baby cannot do that. The Bible teaches that an individual, in order to be saved, must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of his sins, confess Christ before man, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of his sins. Okay, that's one. Now I want you to turn your Bibles one more place, and then we're going to move on. Turn your Bibles to the book of Romans. Chapter number 10, Romans chapter number 10, and I want you to look, but the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let me back up to verse number 9. The Bible says, For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with, listen to this, and with the mouth, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Underline that phrase in your mind. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have in Acts chapter 8 an illustration of that. The Ethiopian eunuch said, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" The eunuch said, "If thou believest, thou mayest." What did he do? He confessed with his mouth, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now here's what the NIV says. The NIV said, it is with, notice this, he said, "For with the heart, it is with your heart." It is with your heart you believe. Now watch this. It is with your heart you believe and are justified. That's faith only. See, what the NIV says, that once you believe, then you're saved. That's faith only salvation. In your heart, if you believe in your heart, then you're just. It doesn't say, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. See, Paul said to the Corinthian brethren, he said, once you are involved, and he lists the sin, fornication, he said, but now, listen to this. Now you are washed. Now you are clean. Now you are justified. What did he do? How were they washed? In a watery grave of baptism. Things that are different are not the same. See, folks come out and they say, "Oh, I got this great translation." Things that are different are not the same. Number three. Things that are different are not the same in relationship to man's salvation. Now, I'm not going to spend, we've already talked about this some, I won't spend a long time on it, but just to emphasize, things that are different are not the same in the plan of salvation. Somebody said, oh, Brother Acuff, we believe in salvation, we believe in the Bible. But here's what we believe. We believe that all you've got to do is pray the sinner's prayer and then you can be saved. All you've got to do is say, "Lord, if you'll just come into my heart, and I believe, God, that you have saved me from my sin, and Lord, I trust in you, and I give my heart to you, and therefore, amen, I'm saved." No. Things that are different are not the same. That's not the same as hearing the Word of God. It's not the same as believing the Word of God. It's not the same as repenting of sin. It's not the same as confessing the name of Christ before men. And it's not the same as being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. And again, see, you hear that. I did a television program recently on this concept. Well, one church is just as good as another. We had a call. One of our respondents called and said, "I want a DVD of that," which we're going to provide. But you see, the idea is the same. The idea is, this is church. Well, simply because you call it a church, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't make it a church. It may make it a church in the sense that it's a group of individuals, but it's not the New Testament church. Because the New Testament church is based on the foundation of Jesus Christ as the foundation and the chief cornerstone. It is based on the fact that men become a part of the body of Jesus Christ according to His plan. Things that are different are not the same. I have a Mercury automobile. I like to have a Lincoln. If you know where I can buy one for half price, let me know. I go down, I got a good friend, Brother Keith Wheeler. Keith's dad, one of the elders over at Bremen, and he sells vehicles down at Pugmire Ford in Carrollton. And any time I go down to Carrollton, I go into his, I go into the lot down there, and I'll say, Keith, I come down here to pick up the car y'all are giving away today. I go back in my same Mercury that I went down there in. My sister-in-law came down to see us from Sparta, Tennessee, and her transmission went out of her Lincoln Continental. And we go over and spend a day over on Cobb Parkway at Pugmire Lincoln Mercury, and she drove away in a nice Lincoln MKZ, MXZ, whatever it is, some kind of a Lincoln. I thought, whoa, I'm going to ride around with you. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I can go out there in the parking lot, and I can get a can of red paint, and I can paint the word Lincoln across it, on the front of it, down the side of it, and you have these hood ornaments, you get a hood ornament like a Lincoln fitted ornament. I could even get that little insignia and glue it to the front of my car. Ladies and gentlemen, it's still a Mercury. Things that are different are not the same. And if you and I had the idea, okay, I'll worship, or I'll use whatever translation I choose, which you can do that, or I'll follow the plan of salvation that I choose, things that are different are not the same. Now, number four. Number one was worship. Number two was translations. Number three, the plan of salvation. And number four is alternative lifestyle. Oh, now we ought to have the same right to... Now, I'm not going to go again into detail with this. Just mention it because I'm going to preach on it later. But see, alternative lifestyles, a couple say, you know what? Did you know the divorce rate has decreased in America? It's decreased. Fewer folks are getting divorced. We say, whoa, isn't that wonderful? No. You know why? Because they're not getting married. They're living together. That's an alternative lifestyle. We're going to try it out a while. Yeah. See how that works. You see, ladies and gentlemen, things that are different are not the same. You can move in with somebody. You can engage in sexual activity, which is fornication, incidentally. And you can say, we're living together, but you're not married. Things that are different are not the same. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Paul said, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful brethren, that they may be able to teach others also. I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, tell you that this is the same when it's different. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Things that are different are not the same. Now, my friend, maybe the time was when you thought you were saved by a different way. It's not the same. Maybe there was a time when you worshiped and you thought it was worship the same. It's not the same. Today you decided to obey the gospel of Christ. you've decided to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, to change your life by repentance, to confess the name of Christ before men, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. Have you made that decision?